About a year or so ago, when we started training the servers again, after coming back to full worship in our church, we made a few adjustments, and one of them was bringing those torch candles up and back during our processional and our recessional. We had those torch candles, but we weren't using them so often, and so we decided it'd be a good thing for the servers to bring them up and back. But we had to figure out all the details of what that would be and work out all the kinks. One of them, especially, well, how do we light them? How are you going to light those candles before Mass begins and then right at the end of Mass to carry them back out? And we tried a few different options. We had one of those clicker lighters, and it was really hard for some of the servers to get it clicked. And even the ones that did, and sometimes the lighter would run out of fuel. And then there they'd be, well, we're supposed to light these candles, and now we can't get the lighter to work, and what do we do? So we said, all right, let's scrap that one. So one of the parishioners saw that we were having this trouble, and they bought us a battery-operated lighter. And you just charge it, and then it creates a little spark, and it's a lot easier to work. The problem with this one, though, it runs out of batteries. We still have to charge it. I like to call it a hamster taser. I think the kids like that. When you push the little button, it creates this little spark, but that spark doesn't always last. There's been a few times where it's run out of juice. We forgot to charge it, and then again, they're back there scrambling. How do we light these candles? One student suggested, well, maybe, Father, you can have some matches back here. And I said, we're not going there. And even those would run out. You know, you're going to continually run out of matches, and we'll be in that same problem. We need fire, but we keep running out of juice. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a lighter that never ran out and that always clicked and worked exactly when we needed it? Or maybe more practical to you today, what if you had a vehicle that you never had to fill up, especially at these gas prices? You never had to go to the gas station. And even maybe it's an electric vehicle that never needs charged. Even those new electric vehicles, they need to be plugged in. But what if we had something that never ran out? I'm not talking like about a Fred Flintstone vehicle here that you have to operate yourself. Even that, you'd have to stop and replenish your own fuel. You'd have to grab water. You'd have to grab food. You're the power operating that vehicle. What if we had something that just kept going forever? We never had to worry about the power running out. It's exactly what the Lord wants to give us. This gift of His Holy Spirit that we celebrate at Pentecost. This is a power for all the baptized that never runs out. This is what Jesus wanted to give the church, the great gift of Himself, the Holy Trinity dwelling within the human soul. It's what Jesus promised before He ascended into heaven just 9 days ago that we celebrated. Jesus promised His apostles, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you an advocate. I'm going to send you the paraclete. I'm going to send you my Spirit. And my Spirit will come in power upon you. And it's exactly what happened at that Feast of Pentecost, when the apostles were gathered around Mary, the mother of Jesus, in that upper room, and the Holy Spirit comes down on them in power to remain with them. But so often, brothers and sisters, I don't think we recognize that power within us. So many of us practice our faith as if we have to continually be recharged. Maybe you come to Mass to be recharged, or maybe you go to prayer to be recharged. You charge up, and then you deplete, and then you just wait for that next time to be charged again. Or worse still, maybe you go from your prayer, or you go from Mass day after day, week after week, and you're not changed at all. You don't recognize the power inside of you, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, the power that has healed men and women for thousands of years, the power of God living in the human heart. So often, I don't think we recognize it's available to us. God living with his people in power, in the power of his Spirit. I actually think it's the biggest waste of power in the entire universe. The Holy Spirit in so many Christians being wasted, unrecognized, untapped. That's what the Holy Spirit is in so many lives, that power just waiting to be unleashed. And it's what we celebrate in this feast day, if only we recognized it. I was reading this week from the breviary, and there was this 6th century African author. So 1,500 years ago, this author in Africa recognized the same thing. And he preached a homily on Pentecost. And he said, Pentecost will be no empty festival for you if you really live what you are celebrating. You won't go away unchanged today. This won't be an empty festival for you if you really lived what we're celebrating here today. If you went out changed, if you actually believed in what we're celebrating, that God does live among us, he lives inside of us, and the power of God is available to each of us. If you really believed that, if you really lived that, he said, then your life would be changed. And I take those words to heart today, that we want to be changed. We want to live a life in the Spirit, never depleting that power, but always recognizing its potential within us. We want to live a continual Pentecost in the life of the church. Now, I grew up in Kentucky. Many of you remember that. And we had some Christians around us where I grew up who were pretty lively. They'd call themselves Pentecostals. Maybe you've heard of them, huh? Some of my friends, some of those around me growing up, they were Pentecostals. And they lived differently. You know, they did some things different from us, certainly. Some of the women, they would wear long hair and long jean skirts. They had lively worship services where they'd pray with their hands for long times and speak in tongues. Sometimes they'd even handle poisonous snakes in their services. Now, I'm not advocating all these things, don't get me wrong, but they were inspiring in the way they lived and that they actually believed Pentecost is still available to us, that God is still alive in the world and that his power is still active. It's still possible if we believe in the celebration that we practice here. And I think in the world we could use more Pentecostal Catholics, more charismatics, more Catholic Christians who recognize the power of the Spirit, that the Spirit's power and gifts are still active today. They're still available to us. If only we ask that the Spirit be stirred in us. Every prayer of the church to the Holy Spirit has some invocation, some request of God. Come, Holy Spirit, stir in us, pour out your Spirit on us, enkindle in us, fan into flame, empower us. Every prayer has this request, this begging of God, and this recognition. Lord, we know your Spirit is already in us. So come in power. Come be active. Don't be just someone in the background of my life, but be someone who propels me forward. What would it look like if we lived what we celebrated today? We don't just dress up in red and come to church on Pentecost and celebrate this end of Easter, but celebrate it as a new birth in the Spirit, that we would be born today a fire sent out to transform the world that is in desperate need of our Savior. So let's welcome that Lord as guest today in our hearts. Let's fan that flame. Let's ask the Spirit, stir in us that we would be your instruments in the world, instruments of love, of mercy, and peace.